Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
It's beer for breakfast.
It's beer for breakfast every Friday on Dave and Mahoney.
All right then, friends.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
We've made it to another Friday.
Sure have. Feels good.
All I want to eat
like
is
making it to new Fridays. Yeah, mostly because that means we get to drink new beers on the radio show, and we are still somehow gainfully employed.
This is work.
This is a tax write-off.
I imagine the IRS is going to have some questions about that, but listen.
Hey,
look right
can
there.
We not prove it? I will play this audio.
Yeah.
This is a required work expense.
What if they listen to the audio and they're just like, your show sucks?
I mean, that's probably what's
going
to be fair.
We're actually going to charge you double your taxes now. You're going to prison, not for tax evasion, for just having a crappy radio show.
And not the Wesley Snipes tax evasion prison, not the good one.
Yeah.
You're going to the bad one.
Yeah.
But we have made it to another Friday, and we are drinking beer once again with good friends, and I love what beer does. We've been fans of craft beer for a very long time, and we love showcasing it to people who might not know or do know and want to experience something new. And the beer that we are featuring today is the original American Pale Ale from Dale's.
So I've heard of Dale's before, but I've never had Dale's. And, I mean, Dale's kind of hails themselves as the original craft beer in a can.
It has been, yes. Which, by the way, the Dale's Pale Ale started around 2002.
Okay.
So, I mean, again, craft beer 20 some odd years ago, 22 years ago, in a can, it was not chic. It was not the way to do it. Everybody thought if it's not in a bottle, you're doing it wrong. But then we learned that, like, actually, cans are the more efficient way to store beer because light doesn't come in. They're easier to stack and they're easier to transport. And overall, it's just cheaper. Also, you get hit over the head with a can, much less painful than getting hit over the head with a bottle. So there is that as well.
I will say, I mean, you do have this connotation that, you know, something in a can is going to have less ABV. This is a pretty solid 6.5%, though.
Yeah, this one comes in at 6.5. So, you know, just good, solid beer. Definitely, you drink a six-pack of these, you're going to feel it.
Yep.
Price point, pretty good, too. You know, I think I paid between $9.99 and $10.99 for a six-pack of these beers. So bang for your buck when it comes to alcohol is there as well. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast are look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. That's how we rate every single beer. And starting off with the look, I mean, you look at this beer and it just looks like America.
It does. It's got that classic car, classic gas station logo type of look to it. It's red, white, and blue. I mean, I actually told you off air a moment ago, Mahoney, that before I even cracked it open and had a drink of it, I'm like, I need to put these beers in my garage fridge.
Yep.
And just have it stacked up so in case a neighbor ever comes over, you can just toss them one. Like, it's just such an American-looking beer.
You said it looks like a gas station logo. Like it absolutely does. It has that kind of classic old 50s Corvette font, too.
Yep, love it.
Love it, too. And it's interesting that you say gas station because what I just learned, because I've been drinking Dale's for a long time, you know, they have actually expanded quite a bit over the last 22 years. They've got two breweries, one in Colorado, one on the East Coast, and I think it's one of the Carolinas. And they are all over the place, but they were recently bought. And I didn't realize this because it was during kind of COVID times and a lot of stuff happened during then. Monster Energy now owns this.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, they actually bought a craft.
Yeah, so it makes it a little more douchey, but that's fine, whatever.
I mean, but it also makes it more available because Monsters, but true. Also when you think of gas station, you think a Monster.
Yeah.
And Dale's Pale Ale, also available in a lot of gas stations across America, but it was owned by an organization prior to that called Canarchy, which was actually had some really good beers like Cigar City and a couple others that are, you know, were considered, they had really good reputations in the craft beer world.
But let's not get things crossed. If there's ever a point where Monster Energy approaches me and they want to buy me, or this radio show, we are for sale.
We will be the Monster Energy Morning Show.
You bet you
we are. 100%. Well, absolutely. But that being said, again, looks like America in a can. Red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
On there. The smell, I mean, the smell's not overly, you know, you're not getting a lot of, you don't get a lot of alcohol. You get a little bit of the hops
there. You get some hops, yeah.
I think it's pretty malt like forward.
It smells like Dale.
It does smell like Dale.
I mean, it smells exactly like Dale.
I can't put my finger on it, but like, I don't know. There's something in the smell here.
Like if you went to a gas station and you had a problem and some dude named Dale came out of that gas station and you were standing close to him, you'd be like, yep. That's how I expected you to smell.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not particularly good.
Let's move on to our favorite part, and let's all take a big drink of the Dale's Pale Ale. And cheers, friends. Cheers to you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Can't really. Yeah. Hands don't. Clicking cans together doesn't really make the... The one thing when you
together can be fun.
All right.
Okay.
We need Audrey here to balance this out.
Audrey, come back. This is
That's good.
I'm so confused.
So yeah, I mean, when I took the first drink as well, which full disclosure, I'm almost done with this beer. I was surprised, and I was surprised because of the amount of flavor and the hoppiness of this beer in a can, because the way that it looks like it should taste like a PBR, you know?
Right.
And it doesn't. Like, it really is, truly, it tastes like a hoppy craft beer, like an IPA.
Yep, should.
It's good. Like, it's smooth. The hops are like, annoyingly aggressive on the back end. It's actually fairly...
They're a little muted, and I will say this. One thing to watch out when getting this beer, you know, try to get it within, drink it before it's 6-7 months old. You know, because the hops do start to fade a little bit, which I think we are experiencing a little bit of that. It's also a little bit more malt forward when that happens.
Yeah.
But I would say that, you know, you get the hops, but it's not like that West Coast piney, super like scratchy hops that like Audrey traditionally doesn't like.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an overwhelmingly flavorful beer. It's just, you know, like I appreciate a hoppy beer. I don't like it to linger too much. After I've had a drink.
And this one doesn't.
And it doesn't. So this is right on point for me.
Chris, why are you confused by Dale's Pale Ale?
Well, Dave actually said it. It's because looking at the can, you think you're getting something else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Also, you guys know that I've never been an IPA fan. You guys are forcing me to like them over the last several months. But I've also never been... I've never really drank a lot of just straight-up American Pale Ales. So this was like a first for me. That's why it was kind of shocking when I took a drink. It wasn't what I expected. But there's a flavor here I can't put my finger on either. It's almost like a toffee undertone or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I mean, I feel like the malts, you know, this is a very malt-forward pale ale. That's why it's not a IPA. This is just a traditional pale ale.
A darker beer than I would have imagined it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, definitely the malts are forward on this. It does have a little bit of a tang to it as well, but the citrus is there. I like the mouthfeel on this. I think it's really well carbonated. I think this is a good beer that kind of, you know, springtime, fall, like perfect. It's like summertime. This is kind of a good year-round beer that it doesn't, like, I feel like if I'm drinking this in the winter, I don't feel like it's too light. If I'm drinking it in the summer, I don't feel like it's too heavy.
Drink this could be a pool beer, and
middle of the road, solid pale ale. The mouthfeel, nicely carbonated, light to medium bodied, I would say.
Yeah.
But overall, the drinkability, I mean, when you're looking at about $10 for a six-pack of beer,
coming in
at 6.5% ABV, coming in cans, and being readily available across the country, not bad.
Yeah.
I would say not bad at all. Can I get a drum roll, please, Dave?
I don't know if we have a drum
roll. We have a drum roll. Oh! Mahoney's Beer Sales Premise Ring.
Excuse me, Dave.
American Pale Ale.
Wait, I'm stopping the drum roll.
What?
You got to redo that.
What?
You can't mess up Mahoney's Beer Scale of Supremacy.
I didn't mess up Mahoney's Beer Scale of Supremacy. I said...
I just messed it up again.
I've been drinking. Oh! Mahoney's Beer Scale of Supremacy. I give thee Dale's American Pale Ale. A solid 3.75 out of 5.
That's a wrap.
Well, it's about time.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at DaveandMahoney.com.